What's happening? I got some news you guys might not know about. Oh, I guess you already know about it. But anyway, we're excited to add Vernon to the roster. I think that he's a guy that brings great experience, great speed, a guy that's been a team leader for the Niners for a long time. So will be a great addition. I think he's a big weapon for us because of the speed that he has, and we'll add to that with Virgil and Owen, as well as Richard. And so we've been battling with two tight ends. With Richard, we added a couple weeks ago. Now with Vernon coming aboard, we've got four tight ends that'll give us ability to do a lot of different things, and it's another weapon for us offensively. And so we're excited about the addition. We think that the compensation was fair, and so we're really excited about it.
John, will he be available on Sunday?
Yeah, should be. We'll see. He'll be here tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes. Obviously, it's going to take him a little bit of time to get used to what we're doing, but, we'd like to get him in there as soon as we can.
Does his addition allow you to perhaps get that seam route that Julius was so good at in the red zone, or does he give you, another real option in the red zone?
Also he's got great speed. So I think he's a great mix with the tight ends that we already have. And I think it's, the addition was not a subtraction, but we were worried about because of the performance of the tight ends. We just thought with the opportunity to add Vernon, it was, to be able to add him to our roster and as a weapon on the offensive side was an opportunity that we couldn't pass up.
Were they willing to move him early? Did the talk start?
Well, I'd rather not get into that, but I think it culminated today, and so obviously with the trade deadline coming up tomorrow, things get a little busier now, so and there's still other things going on, so who knows what's going to happen, but we're glad that we're able to get the deal done.
You think you might make another deal before the
deadline? Oh, I don't know. We'll have to see.
You open for that?
Sure. I'm always open. We're always listening. Yeah, and I think that what we know of Vernon, stuff that we've heard of him being a leader with the Niners and the qualities he has as a person, I think that he's going to fit perfect. And so, yeah, that was definitely something that we worked on and was important to us.
John, what does this type of moment say about your mentality in terms of your mission for this year and really trying to cash in on this start and where you hope it ends?
Well, I think that we're always trying to get better, and if we have an opportunity to get better and we think that the compensation is fair, then we're going to do everything we can to do that. I think that we're not going to mortgage the future to do it, but obviously if we can add to our football team now and feel like it makes us better, then we're going to look at all opportunities like that. And so, I know it, everyone looks at it as we're trying to win it now and we're all in for now, but, Vernon's definitely going to come in and help us now, but as I said, the compensation we thought was fair, and we'll go from there. So, we're trying to win from now on, but this will be a big step for us to win, this season.
Then you brought in a lot of tight ends during camp and all. After Heuermann went down, did you kind of foresee that this might be a possibility that you'd have to go out and get a guy like Vernon or something here at the deadline?
Well, you never know. I think that. I think with losing Heuermann, that was a tough one because we had high hopes for him this year and was going to be a big contributor. And so when we lost him, I think that there's a bit of a void there that we're trying to fill, and I think we got that filled now.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Did you see something during the practices that you liked? I mean, did that kind of interest in Vernon?
I've always liked Vernon. He's always been a guy that's I think maybe 3 years ago, he had 13 touchdown passes, and a guy that really can stretch the field and has tremendous speed and athletic ability. So he's one of those guys at tight end that really catches your eye all the time. And so especially when they're here this fall, he hasn't slowed down a bit. So, I think that it made us even feel better about the fact that when we did get to see him when he was there this fall.
Did you get a pick, too?
Did we get a pick? Yeah, we swapped 6 and 7s this year. Or going into 16, we swapped 6 and 7s. And then we'll give them a 16 and 17. So, which we'll see what happens. So,
okay.
All right. Thanks.